And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing and Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here as your host, Lorette Brashear. We've got a great show lined up for you. My guests today are Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. I have Patty Lindsay here as well, talking about wine, bites, and crews. And Claudia Henderson and John Arata with Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers. So stay tuned to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Serving all of northern Arizona, building, remodeling, or just making sure your AC is the right degree. Call Gettles, fourth generation AC techs with the know-how to keep your AC system at its best. Don't settle. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating and Cooling. G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Selena Bliss is the conservative choice for the Arizona House. Selena is a lifelong Republican who has lived in Prescott since childhood. Selena has spent her career in healthcare. As a frontline nurse, she coordinates medical care for our wildland firefighters. As president of the Arizona Nursing Association, she has been a strong advocate at the Capitol. Please vote for Selena Bliss for the Arizona House District 1, the conservative choice. Paid for by GPL Committee for Arizona Leadership. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. My name is Lorette Brashear, and we, like I said, we've got a great show lined up for you. My first guest today is Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of Better Business Bureau. Hey, Marilyn, how's it going?
Hi, Lorette. It's going pretty well.
Delicious, right? We just had a great lunch.
Amazing. Fresca Cafe. Check it out.
Absolutely. Great lunch. We had a good lunch. So now we're ready for radio.
We are ready for radio.
So Better Business Bureau, like I said, you guys are always doing things. What do you guys have lined up on? What's up your sleeve now?
Sure. So we just had our Industrious Women's Collective, which was kind of a precursor to the event we have coming up in August. Basically, we had experts, women in business, come together and provide tips for entrepreneurs, for women business owners, It was a free event that we offered online, and it was sponsored by BBB and GoDaddy. We, you know, come together to put these events on. And we have our upcoming third annual Industrious Women's Summit.
Wow.
On Friday, August 21st. So if you are interested in registering for that event, please let me know. There will be posts on the BBB Prescott page available through Facebook. And then also it's obviously available on our website, bbb.org, for you to register for that event. But we bring in a lot of experts. I think right now we have 15 to 20 people lined up. Last year,
4 speakers for this women's
correct.
Expo.
Correct. And it is going to be online this year. So this is a new venture because of all of the adventures that we have been having in 2020. So this is going to be a new way of doing it. But we're excited, and it's going to be successful, and we hope going to be a huge support and assistance will be offered to women in business, owners, women in business in general. You don't have to be an owner. If you would like to attend, you can get something out of everything. There's going to be breakout sessions
all
available.
Online.
It's going to be
all kinds of topics.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. They'll have a link for you when you register so that you know where to go. You'll get kind of an agenda for the day. You'll see what the different breakout sessions are going to be so that if you choose that you want to go to a particular class, you'll be able to go to that particular class.
Oh, have fun.
And learn and connect with those ladies. So I'm kind of excited in the sense that when we did it last year, our guest speaker was the lady from Shark Tank who created that app.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And she was amazing. I can't remember. I'm blanking on her name now. Maria. Oh, I apologize. But she was fabulous and offered an amazing story, her story. And they will have the same thing lined up this year.
Oh, fantastic.
They'll have a keynote speaker, and then they're going to have lots of other speakers on different topics.
Amazing.
Because we all have different areas that we're, or different levels that we're at. So to offer that as an assistant or as a help to the people that are seeking it, that's what we want to be able to do. We want to be able to support.
Perfect. And then you guys also have Ignite Your Mind.
Yes. So that is our summer webinar series. It's happening on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every week there is no cost. It's the Ignite Your Mind.
So now it's just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Correct.
Okay.
For a while there, it was every single day.
Right.
And that was, I'm just amazed at our BBB staff and particularly Faustine Chan, who put all of that together for us. She is phenomenal. And, you know, her and her team, they just came together and really put together these amazing webinars that are available for everyone. And these are the summer series that we are doing. We've slowed down just a bit on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This week, particular on Tuesday at 11 a.m.
So tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Should your business have a YouTube account?
And that's a great one.
It is.
Because so many times, you know, do I need it? Is it relevant? Mm-hmm. Is it just for that younger generation? I'm not sure how to create a video.
Should I invest the time?
Right. All of those questions. So that's a great one.
It can feel overwhelming, but when you come to webinars like these, you can gain some expertise and some really good tips for how to do it without, you know, breaking the bank and without basically killing yourself trying to get something done.
Right. Especially because it's free.
Exactly.
So, you know, this is a chance if you are really thinking about that, is your, you know, should your business have a YouTube account? That's perfect. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. and then they just log on to bbbcommunity.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can register.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so that's the one for Tuesday.
Yep. And then the one for this Thursday is Resourcefulness, Why It Matters. And if we've learned anything in 2020, it is that word, resourcefulness, is necessary, especially for a business. It's really been brought home to all of us, especially our small business community, which,
right.
let's face it, makes up majority of the business community in the United States of America. So we need to support our small businesses. Support your small businesses. If you can, please order food from them, order supplies from them, order services from them. If at all possible, support your small business. They need it especially. If you're interested in going to either of these events, there is no cost, like you said, and you can go to our page at bbb.org or visit the actual event page, events.bbbcommunity.org, and register. There's no cost.
No cost. Completely free. So there is no reason. And it's open to anybody.
It is. Absolutely.
Perfect.
We've had lots of people, whether it's nonprofit, for-profit, someone who hasn't even started a business but maybe thinking about starting a business. There's lots of different option and learning out there. If you think that you don't have help, then you haven't looked around enough.
Right.
There's help everywhere.
And these are every Tuesday, Thursday for mm-hmm. your summer series.
Correct.
Ignite Yes. Your Mind. I love the title.
Ignite
it just
your
makes
mind.
Me already want to be there and be a part of it. So you guys have that going on.
That is correct. And then we also have another way to support our businesses, Main Street Matters. It is a BBB grant program. We came together. Our first big sponsor, Desert Financial. Now we have GoDaddy that is sponsoring
wow.
with us. And our second cycle of funds, our first cycle, we gave away about $30,000 in funds to businesses that were in need. The second cycle was around $60,000, a little over $60,000, that went to businesses, small businesses, I would say, and they're all small businesses, and they're all businesses who were unable to receive help through the Small Business Administration.
So, Marilyn, this is a grant then that
Correct.
Businesses, okay.
They do not need to pay it back. There are no requirements for how they need to utilize the money. The only thing that we ask them, it's been really exciting to make these calls. Exciting and just heartwarming to hear the business owners, you know, just maybe the relief, you know, in their mind when it's $1,000, but $1,000 can maybe pay your rent. $1,000 could potentially, you know, pay an employee for work that maybe they have been able to do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's steps that you need to take to make your business ready or prepared to reopen, you know, to meet certain CDC guidelines or things like that. And maybe you could put the $1,000 towards that. Honestly, we're not going to tell you how to utilize the money. We are going to gift it to you and encourage you to utilize it to keep your business not just surviving, but to be able to thrive during this period of time.
What are some of the requirements for this grant?
So,
do I have to be a nonprofit? Can I just be anybody?
Nope. You can be a business that is in need of money. And the only thing I would say right now we're asking for is for businesses to if you have applied for a PPP, like an SBA, small business,
right.
or the EIDL, emergency disaster loan, if you have applied for any of those and have received them, then this would not be for you.
Gotcha.
We really want this to go to those businesses that have not been able to get any assistance, if possible. So that's what we're doing right now. That it is possible in the future that we may rethink that. If we have funds still available, and let's say you received the PPP, but maybe it wasn't as much as you really needed to get
right.
you through this tough time, then there may be an opportunity for you. Right now, we're taking applications through September for this grant program. And you can also participate as a business, which this has been even more amazing, is all the businesses that are doing well during this period of time who have stepped up to give back. So
right.
if you need to apply to receive this money as a small business, please do so, bbb.org. Or if you want to give us a call, you certainly can. And then there's also the businesses who say, you know what, I really want to give back because we're surviving during this period of time. So we
absolutely.
Want to be able to give back to our community. And you can absolutely online say where you would like that money to go, which if you want it to go to Yavapai County, you could say you want it to go to Yavapai County. If you want it to go to Coconino County, if you want
Perfect.
It to go to Maricopa, wherever it is that you would like that money to go to, our BBB serving the Pacific Southwest has this Main Street Matters grant program, and we're really excited about it. And we want to be here to help honor and support our businesses.
I love how Better Business Bureau has so much going on. You talked about your Industrious Women's Summit, which is coming up August 21st.
Yes.
And then you've got Ignite Your Minds, which is free webinars. And your next one is tomorrow, Tuesday and Thursday. And then you got Main Street Matters, mm-hmm. which is basically your grant.
Correct.
Any business can apply for that grant.
That's correct.
So much going on. Marilyn Huffman, how do we get a hold of you about any of these things that you talked about today?
Okay, so there's our event page on our website, which is bbb.org, or you can go directly to events.bbbcommunity.org, or you can give me a call at 928-772-3410.
Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. And we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
Varicose veins or legs that ache or feel heavy shouldn't keep you from doing what you love to do. The Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center can get you back to your favorite activity. Our team specializes in diagnosing and treating vein disease, a serious vein-related circulation problem. YRMC's Vein Center will customize your therapy. If a procedure is needed, you'll undergo a state-of-the-art non-surgical treatment right at the Vein Center. And your care will be provided by a skilled vascular medicine specialist with the highest certification for care of the arteries and veins. An exceptional vascular medicine specialist and team. A customized approach to vein health and the most advanced non-surgical treatments. The Vein Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Now that's a parking spot.
Introducing the I may have underestimated the size of my car policy with accident forgiveness from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote. Find an agent. Visit amfam.com.
Optional policy features not included in base policies. Review policy for coverages and exclusions. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Everyone is talking about David Horowitz's new book, Blitz. It's a number one Amazon bestseller and just hit the New York Times bestseller list. Blitz reveals the truth about Trump. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee say you need to get Blitz and follow David Horowitz every night on Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing cable TV channel. Get the new bestseller, Blitz, at bookstores or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I'm here with my next guest. I've got Claudia Hendrickson and John Arata. They are with Lonesome Valley Rangers. How are you guys? Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers. I had to correct that. How are you guys today?
We're doing pretty good.
Doing great. Thank you.
I love having you guys here. So let's start off with, what is Arizona Rangers? What are you guys, and why do I need you?
You know, the Arizona Rangers are an all-volunteer law enforcement support and assistance group, a statewide organization. We're a 501c3 volunteer organization, and we're here to provide support to any law assistant, any law enforcement agency in the state that asks for it. We also provide support to community organizations and youth activities, youth and youth organizations.
Fantastic. And so what areas do you guys service? Is it all this area, or is there a specific region?
Well, we mainly have Prescott.
Okay.
That's Prescott, Prescott Valley, Dewey. So those are the main areas where most of our servicings are.
Absolutely. And so you guys do a wide variety of things. I know that you guys, what's a little bit of history? Why did you guys want to get this started? Why are you guys personally in it?
For me, I've been in it about 5 years.
Wow.
Okay. There's several events in my life that came up that I wanted to give back to was thinking about giving back to the community. And when I seen a brochure on the Arizona Rangers, it caught my eye. And I checked into it, and I've been hooked ever since.
Wow.
And I came to Arizona about 3 years ago, moved in from Missouri, and wanted to continue giving back to the community and a life of public service that I have led. And this was a great opportunity.
Fantastic.
Great correlation between my values and the values of the organization.
That's always a great way to join.
And by the way, John here is our new captain for the Arizona Rangers.
Fantastic.
We just had an election.
Captain
and
John.
Yes.
Fantastic. So some of the things that Arizona Rangers, I know you guys help out with local events around town, things like that. But what are some of the, can I expect if I, you know, call you up and say, hey, I need some assistance for my event?
You know, we have done an awful lot this year alone. We have traditionally done a lot of work for the Chambers of Commerce and other local charity organizations, community organizations. For example, when there's a festival on the Courthouse Plaza, we'll provide security in the evening hours for the vendors' tents and that sort of thing. But earlier this year, we did 50 days of security augmentation at the Yavapai Regional Medical Centers, both the East and West campuses in Prescott and Prescott Valley.
Wow. So that meant that you guys were on site there?
Yes. We had
for the coronavirus.
Two rangers on site at each location for a total of up to 12 hours a day.
Wow. So you guys, I know for our events and things like that, you guys have helped us in several events in the past, and It's we've utilized you for traffic control, for security, and you guys have done an excellent job where you've helped kind of maintain where's that cash box, where is it going, you know, and just having your security presence alone just made a huge difference in any of our events.
Yes, this year we've it's been difficult for all of you to put on any events.
Right.
And it's been like a two-day thing for us to come up with, or, you know, wherever we need to help out. And like the Toyota Center had the drive-in movie nights. We helped out there. We've helped the ones that has been able to have any events at the square this year. We've been there. So there's a lot that people's trying to come out with, like in the end of August, September, which hopefully you have some things planned at that time too.
We do.
And so we're hoping that everything gets opened up and we get out there and you can see us again out there.
Perfect, Claudia. And so what's a little bit of history about the Arizona Rangers?
You know, the Arizona Rangers go all the way back to the territorial days.
Wow.
Initially, they were established in 1901, and it was done to help deal with outlaws and rustlers along the border between the Arizona Territory and Mexico. That lasted until about 1909, then they were disestablished, and in 1957 we begin the modern era of the Arizona Rangers, where some of the old hands who were still around said, you know, we need to do this some more, and it was established as the Law Enforcement Assistance Agency, a charitable organization.
Got it.
And we've been going strong since 1957 as a all-volunteer statewide organization. We've got 21 companies across the state.
Wow, John.
And almost 450 rangers.
So let me ask you, what does it take to be an Arizona Ranger? And is there, I imagine, some type of training? Are you guys working with law enforcement for this training? How does that work?
Well, we have certain requirements that are required. First, you have to be 21 years of age.
All right, check.
Have to be an Arizona resident. At
check.
Least, at least 6 months of the year.
All right.
Have your CCW.
I don't know what that is.
The concealed carry permit.
Oh, I don't have that. Okay.
And then there is an application process where you interview with the company command staff. You fill out an application form. There are background checks, both at the local and the state level.
Wow.
There is also a training academy, the Arizona Rangers Training Academy, that takes place on a weekend. So that's a 16-hour training. And you pass all those things just to get to the probationary phase.
And we have an AS post that we have to, you have to do the police AS post. We have to pass that also.
So that's qualification with your sidearm.
Wow.
It's the same test that the police take.
Absolutely. So you guys mean serious business.
Yeah. And then after probationary starts, you work with a field training officer, a senior ranger, and he or she will work with you for 24 hours of duty time that's all evaluated. And then at the end of that, you're submitted to the company membership for a vote as to whether or not you'll be brought on as a full ranger. So it's kind of a lengthy process.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How long does it take to get through it, like a typical person?
Well, I would say about 6 months.
Okay.
3 months if you're very lucky and all the dominoes fall just right, but 6 months and sometimes up to a year. It just depends on when you can schedule the training.
It depends a lot on what you come in that you've already know. We have, I would say, over half of our company is probably previous law enforcement, I would say. They want to give back. It's in their blood. Listen to me out there, you guys. If you're retired, I'm looking for you, okay? Some of them are military, law enforcement. Me, I was neither. The guys took me in, and they just taught me everything that I know right now. And I just love them. They're my family.
That's perfect. That's exactly it. When you join any type of organization that you absolutely love and have the same values and share everything, then yeah, you're right, Claudia. They are family. So that sounds amazing. So if you wanted to volunteer, how would I get started on that? What do I do?
Well, I'm Master Sergeant Claudia Hendrickson of Duty Recruitment. And if you got a pen and pencil there, I'm going to give you my phone number, okay? It's 928-533-3775.
Okay.
If you have questions, if you have about the Arizona Rangers, if you're interested in becoming an Arizona Ranger, whether you live in Prescott or not, anywhere to the where this radio broadcast brings it to you, call me if you're interested, and I will help you find the company that is closest to your area.
Yeah, because you guys said there was 21 companies?
21 companies across the state. So anywhere in the state, you can be a member of the Arizona Rangers. And if you don't want to call Claudia, you can also email us at lonesomevalley.info@azrangers.gov.
Got it.
Or you can check us out on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, and it is the AZ Rangers LVC.
LVC.
For Lonesome Valley Company.
Gotcha. So you guys have so much going on. I mean, it's just, you were talking a little bit about the history today. There's 21 based companies,
yep.
And that's what you guys are calling them. But you guys do a lot for our community, more than what people realize. And are you guys for hire, or how does that work?
Well, we do have a security fee, I guess you would call it. It's like a donation. But then for like the Chamber of Commerce and some of those where you're in need of help for your events.
Security help.
We do donate our time to you and to some of the other community events in town.
And we're so grateful that you guys definitely do that because, you know, being a nonprofit and trying to run an event, it is hard to kind of find that balance. And you know you need security. You know you need certain things. And so, and it is definitely a struggle.
And we have other areas like Shop with the Cop.
Oh, fun. So what exactly is that?
You want to tell them about the shoes?
We are working with Arizonans for Children in a statewide effort to give away 9,000 pairs of shoes to children in need. And that is something that that came up recently. It's a statewide initiative. Dick's Sporting Goods had 9,000 pairs of shoes that they wanted to donate to children in need. They went to Arizonans for Children, who said, well, we know Maricopa County. We don't know the rest of the state. Let's ask the Arizona Rangers. So Arizona Rangers across the state found places where there were children in need, children in foster care, children on Indian reservations, just all these different great groups. And so we're acting as their distribution network to get the shoes out to the kids that need them.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And I'd also like to comment about, Claudia mentioned that we do work for pay, but we are a nonprofit. And so the money that
Absolutely.
We get for that goes back into the community. The part that we don't need to sustain our operations We use for scholarships. We gave three scholarships for high school kids going off to college, we hope, in the fall this year. And those were?
Chino, Prescott, and Prescott Valley High School. So
so each one of the school districts, those three major school districts, got a check from us. Or
we give a $1,000 gift.
$1,000 scholarship.
Certificate. It's okay, yeah. I totally knew what you meant. So that's fantastic. So you guys are really out there hustling, looking for new members. So if anyone is listening to this and saying, hey, you know, this, maybe it's something I want to do, what's the time restriction on it? So people are like, I only have a few. I mean, when do you guys meet? How often do you guys meet?
You know, we have our business meeting and a training meeting once a month.
Okay.
So that's two nights a month for 2 hours each night. And then we have the duties. The duties depend on what the community is doing and what we're supporting.
Right.
Or what law enforcement needs assistance. But we ask rangers to generally be ready to give 8 hours to us beyond the 4 hours of meeting. So about 12 hours a month is what we're asking for as a minimum.
That's not bad. And so you're looking for a retired law enforcement, or like you said,
we're looking for anyone who has a good heart and wants to do what we do, wants to hang out with a bunch of cool kids like us.
Yeah, you definitely are cool kids.
Actually, I think the youngest one we have in our unit right now is 28.
Yeah.
Wow. That's 28. Yep. There you go.
I'm just a little bit older than them. Yeah.
We have some folks who are looking to make law enforcement a career and think that being an Arizona Ranger is a good start.
That's fantastic. I would have never thought about that, but absolutely. So you're looking for, you know, this is just a really great opportunity for anyone that is looking into law enforcement to get, you know, involved with you guys and figure out, you know, is it something that they want to do? Is it what I want to be when I grow up?
Absolutely.
Great. So again, how do we get a hold of you if you're interested in joining or if you're interested in like calling for your services?
Yeah, again, that email address is lonesomevalley.info@azrangers.gov. Or you can call Claudia at
928-533-3775. And I want gals and guys.
Absolutely.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yes.
So it's not exclusive, you know.
Right now, when I started, there was two of us. There was me and Mary. And now we are up to four women.
Wow.
So we're increasing.
About 12%. So we're looking for a few good men and a few good women.
That works out. So any women out there that want to join, you guys are the Lonesome Valley Rangers. And so you guys cover a wide range of territory. You guys do so much for the community. And I want to thank you guys for everything that you've done. I know that you guys have helped out us, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, with so many different events. And we look forward to working with you guys again.
Well, we look forward
there for
to
you
as well.
Oh, yeah. So we've got so much going on. Like I said, you guys have a lot going on. Any final words?
Just think about what we've said today. If you're looking to give back to your community, if you want to give back and you have some of the experiences that we talked about and you want to utilize them and you want to keep up on them, by all means, get on our website, our Facebook page, or call me.
We are your Arizona Rangers, and we are here to serve the community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Claudia and John. I appreciate you guys coming on radio with me today and talking about the Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers.
We appreciate you having us on here.
Absolutely. Thanks.
No problem. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with two locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome back to Augie's with a few changes. Lunch is served Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 to 4. Dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 8. But two things haven't changed. Happy hour, 4 to 6. With Augie's legendary great food and friendly service, with our servers smiling behind those masks. Enjoy dining on our patio, in our private room, our chef's table, or Augie's banquet room. Locally owned and operated, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
It covers the entire Verde Valley and Sedona.
It's Cottonwood Area Transit.
That's right, Bruce. Cottonwood Area Transit has you covered wherever you want to ride in the Verde Valley all day, every day.
Take Cottonwood Area Transit through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde.
That's why you're in the big seat, Rudy.
And I'm taking Verde Links seat to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and take a seat.
Would you let it ride?
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Government and education leaders are spending this week discussing when it would be safe to return to a traditional classroom setting. Right now, the aspirational date is August 17th. Dr. Mark Jorenstad, who's in charge of Arizona school administrators, says the answer may lie in a sustained trend of declining COVID-19 numbers rather than a set date.
Governor Ducey commences every one of his press conferences by pointing to a number of different data points regarding the spread of the infection, regarding positivity rates on tests, regarding hospitalization rates, the rate of new infections, follow a trend. And if all of those are diminishing and going down, and then that might point to the fact that schools can safely reopen.
Jorenstad says parental input would also be a major consideration. Monsoon season is here with a 20% chance for thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow, 30% Wednesday, 50% Thursday. Cooling late tonight to a mostly cloudy 66, heating up to partly sunny highs near 87 tomorrow and Wednesday, 84 Thursday and Friday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a similar chance for spot storms today through Thursday, an overnight low of mostly cloudy 74, warming to highs around 98 tomorrow and Wednesday, 94 Thursday and Friday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Have you ever purchased a product and then found out it was made in some far-off land? Kinda disappointing, isn't it? Same holds true when buying from local businesses. Why? Because you want to support locals and keep your money in town. Some supposedly local propane companies are really from out of state, funneling your hard-earned dollars somewhere back east. When you buy from Barrett Propane, your dollars stay right here supporting all of us. Think local, shop local, be local. Barrett Propane. The name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. This is your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm here with my next guest, Patty Lindsay with Wine, Bites, and Cruise.
Woohoo!
I know, I had to say it slow because people are used to wine
bites and brews.
And so because of everything, we've had to do a plan B.
No, actually, wouldn't this be plan C? Because the original, and then we went to it, going to do it, and now we got that one canceled.
So
now this is number
plan
three.
Plan C is this is ultimately what has boiled down to. But yeah, we really felt it was important to not do an event.
Right. We all of you out there want to get out of your houses, want to do something. You're not going to get out of your car, I can promise you that, but you will drive through Olson's Grain, and we will have wine, beer, food. We kind of counted it. It's almost maybe even more, but we're going to go with 15 samplers.
So yeah, I think it's over more than 15, but it's 15 plus samplers. So if you think that just going to get a little bit of a sample here and there. No, these restaurants are really going out. And this is a way to actually, what Marilyn was talking about, supporting our local restaurants.
Right.
Because some of the restaurants that we have is, you can name them.
You want me to?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
So we got Bonfire, who's only open,
They're closed Sunday, Monday.
Okay, and it's Tuesday through, I was thinking it was
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Through
Saturday.
Right.
We may be wrong on that one.
No.
We
That's
are?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
So anyways, they cut their hours down and because they lost a lot of employees. So Bonfire is out there. Catering by Liz. Essence Kitchen and Bar.
Yeah, and that's the new one.
Yeah, that's the brand
new
one.
So for those of you out in Prescott Valley that are dying to really, this is a phenomenal restaurant in Chino Valley. I mean, this is a really great restaurant. So
it's highfalutin.
I know, right? And it's your chance to really try them at this Wine Bites and Cruise. So we have them.
And remember, they were not open when they originally agreed to do it in April with us. And they're going to still do it with us for this. So, yeah. So we've got them and we've got, let's see, who? Oh, a new one that I just learned about, Safari Samosas.
Safari Samosas, yeah. Priscilla with Safari Samosas. She's a fantastic woman. She's, I just can't wait to try the samosas. She's got so many different variety of samosas. So she's going to be passing out different samosas. We've got El Paraiso.
See, she can pronounce it better.
I love that restaurant. It is an Italian and Mexican restaurant. And I know everyone's like, how the heck does that work?
Well, remember I said originally.
It works fantastically.
Put a lasagna inside a taco.
No. It's not a lasagna taco. It works perfectly. They're, like I said, the story with this one is two young brothers. And I mean young. They're 26 years old. Young entrepreneurs. One went off to study culinary and does the Italian part. And the other one is the Mexican chef.
The two brothers
came together and have opened up this restaurant. And I think it's just so great. It is family owned and I really love their food. And then we also have Jed's.
Yes.
Jed's in Chino Valley too, as well. That will be at our Wine Bites and Crews. So there's a variety of things. Some people are doing desserts. Some people are doing appetizers and meatballs.
What is it?
Jalapeno poppers. But a different style, so not what you're kind of used to. There's just going to be so many things. Of course, for the wineries, we've got Superstition Meadery is back. They're going to be doing some samples of their meads.
They are.
We've got some wineries as well.
Bodega Pierce.
Absolutely.
And Southwest Wine Center. And that, just in case you don't realize it, that's Yavapai College's winery over in... the Verde Valley, and then you've got, there's another one. Oh, Page Springs Cellars, too, you know.
It's going to be a really great time. We know that most of you guys are going, oh, I don't want to just drive through. We are making it entertaining, I promise you. So as you drive through Olson's Grain, you're going to drive through. There's going to be some performers. There's going to be some people doing some things out there, kind of getting you excited. And we'll also have, like I said, everything's at Olson's Grain.
And don't forget. Coca-Cola and scooters will be there
as well. Yes. And so it's going to be a really great time. Like I said, people will be going through getting all, you know, your samples. So like you said, you won't get out of the car and it's just going to be a really great time. So you'll drive through, you'll go to the first place. So I kind of want to think of it as like almost like Arizona. You'll see an act over here and then you'll go through, you'll get your next sampler. We will pass you your sampler while we're dressed in mask and gloves and everything.
We'll be that way.
We'll pass out your sampler. You'll get it. Go to the next stop. You'll get your wine. And Patty, some of the reasons are people are going, that's an open container. How can you get away with that? But they are.
It's a 2 ounce, a 2 ounce bottle that will be sealed. So you will not be able to get into it. And what we ask you is to take your bottles, and you might be collecting a few of them, and go back to your house. And watch YouTube video that will be set up, and you'll get to hear from the chefs and the winery to see what you have in front of you and what you're going to eat. I mean, that's really, really important.
Right. And what is really great is so you'll drive through, you'll get your samplers, and like I said, you'll log into YouTube, and that YouTube channel will allow you to hear from the chefs. The chefs will talk about what they've prepared for the day, what pairs well with that, with, you know, that meal. Maybe a wine pairs well, maybe a beer. We do have Insurgent Brewing Company as well.
Can we tell them? How's it taste?
It's this week.
Oh, it's this week? Okay.
So you can.
We can? Okay. Well, since Wine Bites and Brew, we've asked him for a couple years, and we finally worked out a deal with him that he's Insurgent Brewing, Rob, will be making a wine for
beer.
Not a beer wine. He doesn't do wine. He does beer. Beer for Wine Bites and Brew that is special. And then what will happen after that, we'll have it there. You'll have that tasting, and you'll have a tasting of his regular beer, whatever he chooses to do that night.
So he has created our own specialty Wine Bites and Brew beer.
Is it purple?
No, it's actually like almost like a reddish pinkish. It started off as purple, but you know, with the fermentation and everything going on with the beer, but it's a nice little taste. It's a summer taste.
Good.
It has a like a hibiscus taste.
Now you got to understand this, I don't go tasting because I don't drink, so she went and tasted it.
I did, no hesitation. I you know, yes, check mark, it was me that went and tasted.
Oh, but don't we get tickets from where?
Yes. So tickets for this event are sold directly online only.
Yes.
And that is because we can't have our staff going out door to door and doing the ticket sales like we used to do. And so tickets online only at chinovalley.org. That's the Chamber of Commerce website. Again, chinovalley.org. And you can pick up your tickets. They are $30, per person.
So take your receipt when you do it, bring it, show it to us. So say there's four of you in the car. Two of you bought tickets. We're only going to give you enough for two. And the reason we're doing this, for a couple reasons, you'll get a little passport and we'll check you off as you go through. But the catch is these vendors, food people, they need to know how much food they need to bring on the following week.
Right.
So we cut it off on the 16th, I think, of August.
Absolutely. So the cutoff date is August 16th. To buy your tickets in advance, like we said, tickets are $30 per person for wine, bites, and cruise. And so this is our, and you know, the money goes to a really good spot.
Yeah, and the hours are 4 to 7. So that way we're done by dark. We don't have to have any lights around there or anything. So
Wine, bites, and cruise, August 22nd from 4 to 7. Come out and support a great cause. It's the Chino Valley Lionesses. And the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. We donate all this money right back into the community.
Yes, we do.
It is a fantastic event. We just could not see not doing this event. So we really reached down hard and came up with a plan C. So Wine, Bites, and Cruise, Saturday, August 22nd, 4 to 7. And get your tickets at chinovalley.org. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switched things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the premier heating, cooling, and plumbing contractor in Yavapai County, is now hiring. If college is not for you, if you've been thinking about a job or career change, or just interested in beginning to earn now, buy that car or begin saving for whatever you have your sights set on. Come into a trade with high-paying prospects. Gettles High Desert Mechanical, your trusted heating, cooling, and plumbing partner, can be trusted for exceptional on-the-job training, resulting in a rewarding, well-paid career. Call 928-567-2200 today for more information.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Comfort level is a huge consideration these days when you're out shopping for your pet food and feed. That's why we offer curbside service at all of our stores for those of you who don't want to enter a crowded environment. You just call the number posted on the outside of our stores when you arrive, give our associate your order, and we'll do the shopping for you. Then we'll bring the order out to your vehicle and load it with a smile. If you really can't make it out of your house, we've got that covered too. All of our stores will be more than happy to deliver your order to your front door or barn, and we'll do whatever you feel comfortable with as far as stacking it or storing it. All you need to do is call your local Olson store, and we'll steer you through the order process. No fuss, no muss. Or you can just come into our bright and airy stores and shop to your heart's content, all the while socially distancing to your comfort level. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and Olson'sGrain.com. And remember, good enough just isn't.
Waters Garden companion plants for July are hibiscus, maple, verbena, and crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle flowers are intense watermelon pink, solar reds, and LED whites that cover this heat-loving shrub.
Plant where you enjoy its beautiful multicolored bark and sinuous branches up close.
The flowers show against forest green foliage that turns red and orange in autumn.
Growing to just head height, every yard has room for at least one, and only available for summer planting here at Waters Garden Center in Prescott.
you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thank you all so much for listening and supporting us. I had a great lineup of guests today. We had, Marilyn Huffman, Regional Director of Better Business Bureau. We also talked to Claudia Hendrickson and John Arata with Arizona Lonesome Valley Rangers. Got to hear all about the history and everything the Lonesome Valley Rangers do. And then we just spoke with Patty Lindsay with Wine, Bites, and Cruise. And so lots of things going on. So even though you don't think there's anything going on, there is something going on. So open up your calendars. We've got August 22nd, Wine, Bites, and Cruise, 4 to 7 p.m. at Olson's Grain in Chino Valley. Buy your tickets. You can get your tickets online at chinovalley.org. That's chinovalley.org. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Plumbing & Heating, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.